Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Nefertiti Noel.
And I'm Darren Noel.
And we're here tonight for Relationship Wednesdays. We're super excited to be here tonight, too, because we just feel like this is an awesome time of year just to kind of get started with whatever your forever plan is. But let's go backwards a little bit and talk about who we are and what we do. So my name is Dr. Nefertiti Noel, and I run a thriving, full-service wellness and behavioral health practice in Naperville, Chicago, and digitally we are offered everywhere. So if you wanted to see a therapist here, you could clearly do that. Let me go back and also let Darren talk a little bit about who he is.
Yep, and my background is in corporate America. Here at Noel & Associates, I focus on life coaching, career counseling, and mock interviews.
Absolutely. So a couple things for tonight. If you're listening to what we have to say, because obviously in 30 minutes we cannot cover everything in as much depth as you may need. We're going to be touching things lightly, and then your goal from this is to kind of write down what we're talking about and do some research about it and see where you fit into all of it, see where your goals fit. But if we're talking about things tonight that you need more help on, you need some coaching or some help with goal setting, give us a call at the office, 630-428-2344, and ask for either Darren or Will to help you with coaching or help to set appointments with one of our therapists to help you get further along where you need to be.
Yep, definitely.
Okay? If you have questions that you want to ask tonight or comments that you want to make tonight, you can give us a call at 323, I normally know the number by heart, and I don't have it. So you can give us a call at...
give us a call for tonight at 323-693-3835. 323-693-3835.
All right, awesome. So let me say a little bit about why goal setting becomes important at the beginning of the year. So there are a couple things. The beginning of a new calendar year gives us an automatic reset button that gives us a chance to push forward in our lives a little clearer on things that we might not have done the year before. Some people do it at the first of the year. I traditionally do my kind of vision planning around my birthday time, and you guys can do it when you will, when you need to. But let's just take a little bit of a moment to reflect on kind of what happened for you in 2017, that calendar year, and what you want to do differently or better or just as well in 2018's calendar year. So you got 365 days to put effort into a goal that you set forth for yourself, for your family, for your children, for your work, for your business, wherever you want that goal to be. And so I want you to ask yourself a few questions. What would you change about last year? So oftentimes people begin January with very strong goals. Like half the people in America talk about weight loss. The other half talk about strengthening, you know, their marriages, whatever those decisions are that you want to make, those goals that you want to set forth. People set them forth in January, and then maybe by March, people are off their plan. I don't want that to be that way this year for you.
Right. And you definitely want to get those in front of you as soon as possible, okay, because you don't want to waste any time, right? You say, I'll get them in March or April. No, you've already wasted a quarter of the year already. This is a great time to set those, to get them, you have a full year to achieve those goals, okay? Well, again, whether it's personal, whether it's business, financial, whatever those goals are, this is a great time to kick those off and get those so you have a full year to work on accomplishing those dreams and goals you have.
Absolutely. And it's the kind of thing that we're going to talk about some ways to set goals, that they're smart goals, that they're specific. We've got some things to tell you. But one of the things that I think is really important is that you set a goal that motivates you, right? Like if your goal is every day I'm going to whatever XYZ is, let it be something that's meaningful for you, that's bigger for you than anything else, and that it will guide you towards it, right? And we really want you to think about, just take a minute to think about, what is it that you tried to accomplish last year? What would you change about it? And does it have anything to do with what you're going to do this year? Right? And write that down for yourself so you get a chance to see kind of what direction you're going. But, Darren, I'm going to let you take the lead and kind of go where you're going.
Sure. One thing I recommend doing is whatever you choose your goals are, make sure you write them down so you have them in front of you. So not just in your head, but write them down on a piece of paper, okay, so it's very, you can make them very clear for yourself. And one thing you want to do as you're writing those down, which is first thing you do, write them down, you want to make them SMART goals. We talked about this before, but SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T goals. That stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. okay? Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Let's talk about those a little bit, okay? Your goals, you want to be very specific about what you're trying to achieve, okay? Now that I'm going to lose weight in 2018, okay? Can we be a little more specific? I want to lose 15 pounds, okay, by July 1st, 2018, okay? Be specific about what you're really trying to accomplish. Also, make sure it's measurable, okay? Something that you say, a number, a percentage. I'm going to increase my income by 10% by December 31st, 2018, okay? Or I'm going to increase my sales volume, okay, by a certain percentage. I'm going to gain 5 new customers by the end of March 31st, okay? Something that you can measure against yourself to see if you're successful or not, okay? That's the measurable part of it. The third thing is you want it to be attainable, okay? You want to say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in the next 2 weeks. Well, that's not really attainable, nor is it necessarily a healthy thing to do, right? So you want to make sure what you're trying to do, it is attainable. Yeah, I'm going to lose 5 pounds in the next 3 months. Okay, based on your weight, talking to the doctor, all stuff like that, whatever the goal is, make sure it's something that's attainable or realistic that you're trying to go after. Okay, the fourth that you want to make sure it's relevant. Really, this is something that you really want to do, not necessarily something that your parents want you to do or even your spouse necessarily wants you to do, but something that you have a passion about that you really want to do, okay? I want to read a certain amount of books. I want to read one self-improvement book a quarter in 2018, okay? That's pretty specific, measurable. It's something that you can be passionate about and something that's attainable, okay? And also time bound. You know, I'm going to accomplish this by when. I'm not going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. But when are you going to do it by? Okay, you probably need to break that up. I'm going to lose 5 pounds a quarter or something like that. Or as I mentioned before, I'm going to read a book. I'm going to read one book per quarter. Okay, I have a time bound where I'm going to say whether I achieved it or not. Okay, that's the SMART goals. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound.
Good job, Darren. One thing about a goal being specific is it lets you know where you're heading. Wouldn't you agree to that?
Absolutely.
I think we've all set goals like, next year I want to make $1 million. Like, I think people have said that before, right?
Right.
But how are you going to do it? What are you going to do to do that? What are you going to make each month to make that a reality for yourself? What are you going to do when you get it? Like, there's all kinds of things that go in between that, right? What happens if you don't achieve that goal? If it's not specific, you don't even know if you've achieved it, right? Because you just wanted to lose as much as you could or make as much as you can. But I think sometimes we forget the itty-bitty details that go in between making a decision or setting a goal.
Absolutely. I think on the same line, make sure you have some short-term and long-term goals even within that goal, right? So you got to break it up. Like I said, if you wanted to read a certain amount of books, you wanted to lose a certain amount of weight. Okay, I'm going to lose that in 6 months or in 3 months. Okay, so what am I going to do every week? So in order to accomplish that job, every week I've got to run 10 miles for the week, whatever is based on what your plan is. Okay, so I know 10 miles a week is going to get me where I need to go. I need to read 15 minutes a day to accomplish that goal that I need to make. I need to make so many cold contacts a day. I need to make 15 cold contact calls a day in order to make one new customer a month, whatever that is for you. Making sure that it's something small that you can reach the longer-term goal.
There, we have a question that asks, if you're looking for a job and you want to get your dream job in 2018,
yeah.
How do you make that a SMART goal?
That's a great one. Basically, so you want to say, I need to send out my resume to 5 companies that I've identified, okay, within the next 2 weeks. So that, I'm just talking to somebody. I'm going to send my resume via email, and I can be more specific than that. It's to the recruiting or HR manager to 5 companies that I desire to work at within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Let's say that's the first thing that you need to do, okay? Because they say you want to get this job in 2018. That's the first thing you do because you don't have your resume, you can't get an interview. So I do that next 2 weeks, and after that, I'm going to say I'm going to follow up on those folks with a phone call, okay, and within a week after that to make sure they got it, make sure they received it, I'm on the list, things of that nature. So that's another broken up goal into getting that job, okay? From there, I may say I'm going to call a recruiting firm. I'm going to work with a headhunter or a recruiter, okay? I'm going to contact 5 different recruiters to see who I have the best chemistry with, who I'm going to work on. Okay? These are some things that I would put into place in terms of achieving that goal of getting a new job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's say they want to do it by December 1st of this year. So
right.
that gives them about 11 months or so.
Right.
What would you say as far as, do they need to set a number of how many emails they're going to send out a week, a month? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing is identifying the right companies, really identifying what that dream job is for you. Meaning, is it what company is it? Identifying what region are you willing to work? Are you willing to travel? Are you willing to move or relocate? If you're willing to do that, what compensation are you looking for? You know, are you willing to settle on some compensation to get that dream job? I really want to focus on the specific responsibility that I have. I'm flexible on the pay. Or, you know, I'm not flexible to pay. My dream job is a certain income. I'm flexible in my responsibility. So kind of outline that, those things that I would say. So that way you know exactly who you're targeting. You're not kind of blitzing a company that you're really wasting time with that you're really not interested in.
Can you waste time? Let me ask a question. If you're
sure.
setting a specific goal of getting your dream job, and I'm focusing on that because a lot of people have been talking about that, emailing to me about getting a dream job, and you're a coach. I mean,
sure.
you kind of specialize in this, but can you apply to the wrong place? Like, if you're just trying to get your dream job, isn't it like the more the merrier, the more places you apply?
No, you can waste your time on interviews. I'll say this, you can waste your time on interviews or companies that you're really not interested in, going through second or third interviews, phone screens with companies that you're really not interested in. You know, a lot of people have network. A lot of people know each other, okay? So you're applying to one company, and if someone said, oh, I came across their resume, but he's applying for this. Okay, guess what people talk? Hey, he applied over here to become a nurse. He applied over here to be a salesman. Which one does he really want to do? Because people talk. Your resume gets out there. Okay, so you can have negative association with going to too many people. I see people send their resume to multiple headhunters. So you have 5 people having your resume that you're working with, and each of those 5 send that resume to the same company. They say, wait a minute, why don't I have this guy's company for 5 different companies?
Okay.
Who does he work with? Now it's like, what is this guy doing? Who's really representing him? It's not really worth looking at. And 2, I don't want the hassle. Put that resume in the garbage. Or put it in the
So then in that avenue of setting goals, being specific is really looking at which positions you really want, which organizations you really want.
That is correct.
Okay. So write down SMART as an acronym: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound. And time-bound is about putting a date on it so that it's a goal and not a dream. So, like, I wish I could win the lotto is a dream, not a goal, right? But I'm going to use my business to make $1 million this year, and here's how I'm going to do it by this date is a goal, right? Like, and we have to be able to distinguish between the two things. So set specific goals, measurable goals, attainable goals, relevant goals, time-bound. Darren, can you talk about relevance for a second?
Sure. For relevant, again, it's something that's important to you, that you're passionate about. And it's truly something, again, not somebody necessarily that somebody said to you or wants you. Now, sometimes it has to be, you know, if you have a boss, okay, and they said, hey, you know, you need to achieve this because this project needs to be installed by the end of March. You don't have a choice. You've got to do that, okay? But sometimes goals are flexible, you know. Some say, oh, I want everybody else you know is losing weight. But that's not really a passion of yours right now. You're healthy. You're comfortable with you. But everybody, all your friends are losing weight. But you're really not interested in it. You don't necessarily have to do that because everybody else around you is doing it. Okay, because guess what? If you're not really passionate about it, okay, you're not going to be sticking with it. It's not going to be, you're going to be succeeding, dropping the goals, missing goals, and kind of lose your interest and lose your personal motivation, okay, because it's really not something that you were really interested in. So make it something that's really that you're interested in. If you are interested in losing weight, getting healthy, great. If you're interested in personal development and self-improvement, great. We're focused on that. But make sure it's something that's relevant and that's important to you.
Got it. Okay. So, again, make sure that the goal motivates you. Make sure it's something that you're passionate about. And if you don't have a passion, because I hear this a lot, I hear, Dr. Noel, I don't have a purpose, I don't have a passion. But there has to be somewhere you're headed in a particular span of time, right? So make it something that you want your life to eventually lean towards, right? So let's say it's not weight loss that you want to do, but you want to eat more healthy because eventually you don't want to have to take medications for one reason or another. So then it doesn't have to be I want to lose 1,000 pounds, but it could be once a month or once a week I want to eat more vegetables. Like, make sure that it's something that's taking you somewhere that you want to go.
I want to be able to get healthy enough that I can get off that medication that I'm on right now. Someone can have that as a goal.
Got it. I think another thing that's really important with the goals is that they're not just in your head, right? I mean, I think it's so interesting that I'll ask somebody, have you written down your goals? And they say, no, but I got them all in my head. I know what I want. Let me just talk a little bit about brain chemistry and writing things down. To think something is awesome because it puts your mind in the right direction. To write it down and to put dates next to it gives your brain something to measure by, right? And so your brain starts to go, wait a minute, we wrote that down. That's really going to happen. So we're speaking it, we're thinking it, we're writing it, we're seeing it, we're reviewing it, right? And it makes it tangible. You don't have an excuse for forgetting about something when you write it down. Like, so, for example, if you write, I would like to do something versus I will do something, that little word change changes something in your mind about what you're going to do. And so then as you make goals, remember, we went back and we said, let's have a specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound goal. So when you do a goal like that and then you write it down, then someone says to you, hey, I know that you said that you wanted to make $1 million this year, but instead of doing that, let's buy some property and let's go visit, you know, another state or another country or something. Once you write that goal down and you say you will achieve it, then your brain says, wait a minute, that's not the direction that we're headed. And we don't want to go in that direction. So that may be fun, but we want to go in the direction that's going to give us what we said that we wanted, that we would do.
Absolutely. That way when things come up, opportunities, which may be good, but you realize, you know what, that may be a good opportunity, but it does not align with the goals I'm trying to achieve right now. I'm going to pass on that. Okay?
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, you're trying to get a new job. You're working on that. Someone says, okay, I have do you want to join this reading club, right? That's great, but that's not what I'm focused on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want to join the basketball league? I know you love basketball. Great. I would love to play basketball with my friends, but I'm focused on getting a new job right now. So I'm not going to get involved in that. Not
mm-hmm.
the fantasy football. It doesn't align with what my goal is right now.
For all you sports folks out there that played a contact sport or wrestling or a team sport or anything where you have to sort of be in season or out of season, when you're in season, that's how it is when you write down a goal. When you write down a goal, it puts the goal in season.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was in season for certain sports, there's things I didn't eat, there's things I didn't do, I didn't stay up past a certain time because I was in season with that
yep.
with that sport and I wanted to do it. It's the same with a goal. When you write a goal down and put a date on it, you give it a season.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense.
And you got to give your goals. You got to give your goals a season. So after you put the goals in writing, and again, they're SMART goals, they're specific, they're measurable, they're attainable, they're relevant, and they're time-bound, you want to make an action plan. And some of this, especially the action plan stuff, I'm getting from mindtools.com. I want you to take a look at that. And at any point, you can sort of Google making goals, setting goals, and find some more inspiration. But one of the things they talk about is making an action plan. Darren, could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. What I like to do from an action plan is really set a specific time that you're going to work on your goals, okay? Let's say if you know your action plan, you want to lose weight. Okay? I'm going to run at 6 a.m. before I go to work. Or I'm going to run specifically on my lunch break. Or I'm going to run after work before I pick up the kids. So it's not like I'm going to work out, I don't have a plan on exactly when I'm going to do it. No, I know specifically this is my allocated workout time. I'm going to communicate that with my family, let people know. Block it out on my calendar so my secretary doesn't put an appointment over that same time, okay? So it's very clear that's part of an action plan, setting up the time that you're actually going to work on your goals. This is the time I'm going to make my cold calls for new customers, okay? Between, I have to check my emails, between everybody gets in to work, so between, like, say, 10 and 11:30 is when I make my phone calls, whatever it is. So make that specific time that you're going to work on your goals. Another thing I recommend doing is really looking to see what kind of tools that you need to prepare for your goals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, if it's reading, I've already got the book. Identify you're going to do e-books, you're listening in the car, you're going to buy the materials. You talk about working out, do you have the sneakers? You know, I haven't run in a year. The sneakers don't fit anymore. They're all broken up. I need to get at least a decent pair of running sneakers. I have workout clothes that I need. So you prepare all the tools that you need to work on that goal. Okay.
Absolutely. Let me make a point that making an action plan and having specific dated goals kind of helps you helps guide you towards the tools that you may need.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right? So if you say you're going to set a workout goal and you're going to run every day, but it's wintertime when you set the goal because that's generally like where the first of the year is cold outside. And you know you can't run outside, you don't want to run outside. Then you need to get another set of tools. I'm either going to work out in the house and buy a running machine. I'm going to work out at the gym. I'm going to get a coach. It just kind of gives you that direction of what you're going to need to make it.
Absolutely. So you got to plan ahead. Think mm-hmm. about those things. They say it's inclement weather. What's going to, I never thought about where I'm going to run. Okay. I need mm-hmm. to get a membership somewhere. Okay. Or join, go to the Y, whatever the case may be, but you have mm-hmm. a plan in place for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing with action plan is what support do you need? Or do you want to be a part of an accountability team or a support group? You know, hey, I'm going to meet up with friends to run. Okay. I'm going to join a cycling team to help me in a workout, okay? To help encourage me. I like the camaraderie. I think that would be good for me. I'm going to join a book club, so we're all going to read the same book, the self-improvement book. We're going to talk about what we read every week so I can feed off them, they can feed off me. Mm-hmm. If that's something that you want, but put that in place into your plan, and you know what? I think this would be good for me. I want that accountability or just that support group as well.
Uh-huh. Also, I think making an action plan and writing these goals down, it may also let you know if this is a goal that you really want to try to achieve. You may look at what it takes to do something and say, right now isn't the right time to do that.
Right.
You may look at a goal and say, maybe next year is the perfect time for that. But even to get to that goal, I need to do some things before that to prepare myself to be ready for that.
Yep. Another thing for your action plan, make something really visible to track your progress. On your calendar, you know, you go check off, I ran that day, I did my reading that day, I did my cold calls that day. So make it visible so you can track your progress. In front of you, visible, okay, here's what I need to do. Yes, I actually did that. So you have, if it's a reading schedule, you have your reading schedule. I'm going to read 15 pages a day, okay? I can check that off, I did that on a daily basis. If I did my running, you know, did I eat a certain amount of calories, diets, you track calories every day, okay? You're tracking your calories. I can see where my calories are every day. People have Fitbit. They track how many steps they took. That's what you're doing, okay? You have some kind of way to track your progress, even in front of you and visible to you as part of your action plan, okay? One of the other things from an action plan is build in some rewards for yourself. I recommend building in rewards. So if you achieve that weekly goal, okay, maybe it's something from a positive standpoint, I'm going to be able to have something sweet to eat once a week, whatever, if that makes sense in your diet plan, things of that nature. I did all my running, okay, I'm going to reward myself in some form or fashion. I know when I was really heavy into making cold contacts and things of that nature, so especially if it happened after work, so I wasn't watching a lot of TV, I put in, if I made a certain amount of cold contacts during that week, I gave myself an hour or two to watch TV on a particular show that I wanted to watch. Something rewarding for myself when I achieve that goal for myself. So build that into your action plan. Some kind of reward to keep you motivated and going along.
Absolutely. And the other thing is stick with it. I mean, you gotta be consistent when you're setting goals and you're working on them. That you may do something 10 times in a row, and it may not yield the reward that you want. It may not get you to a goal. You may have to do something 50 times in a row consistently to get that goal achieved.
Right.
You know, and so you can't, let's say you make a mistake one day. Let's say you're talking about losing weight and you have pizza that night, right? Does that weak moment have to destroy everything that you work for? Or do you kind of recalibrate and go, okay, so yesterday wasn't the best day, but I'm going to start over right now?
Yeah. Let me ask your thoughts on that, Doc. I thought I had about this. And as part of your action plan, what is your recouping plan if you miss a daily goal? So one thing I know, again, I haven't done a lot of reading groups, stuff like that. So it said, hey, if I miss a day or miss some days of reading, I'm going to start with the current day. I'm not going to try and catch up everything necessarily in one day. So I think have a plan going into it. Say, hey, if I have to miss my run on one day, I'm not going to run double it up necessarily one day. I may add a mile to each day. So whatever it is, what makes sense for you, have that plan in place already. If this happens, I'm going to do this.
Absolutely. You know, and sometimes you have to just pick up. You have to just pick back up. There have been times, like I was a part of, every year I kind of do a reading group, and there's reading that has to be done every single day for the reading group. There are times where for a week, literally, I don't have a chance to read, right? I can either go backwards and read everything, or I can start where I am. I can pick up the calendar and go, okay, I'm going to start with today.
Right, right. Have that plan in place already as you're going as part of your action plan.
Absolutely. And then find things, quotes to put up to motivate yourself, things that you remind yourself that if it's worth having, it's not going to be simple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it may be simple, but it won't be easy, right? that not everybody's going to necessarily encourage you, so you have to encourage yourself with your goals, like, and you have to be able to, like, live out the goals that you set for yourself.
That's a great example. How about vision boards? So setting up a vision board, okay, what success looks like to you, you know, pictures of success, you know, if it's talking about weight of body, what does a successful body for you look like? Or, you know, when I do this, I want to look like that. You see that in front of you, kind of keep you motivated. You know, and when I achieve this new job I get, I'm going to get this salary, I'm going to be able to do what? Here's a picture of the car that I want to get, the house my wife and I want to move into. That's what
the bills you're going to pay off.
The bills you're going to pay off, the school that you're going to send your kid to, whatever the case may be. So have that in front of you, what's keeping you motivated of why you're doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. Okay. And remember that you have to give up something to get what you want.
Yes.
A goal is going to cost you time. It may cost you energy. It may cost you sleep. It may cost you money. You may have to miss a birthday party. You may have to miss a baby's christening. You may have to stop the volleyball league temporarily. You may have to not purchase, you know, the new outfit that you wanted for 6 weeks or so. You may have to put some things off to actively get what you want, and that's why it has to motivate you.
Yes.
That's why you have to build in some rewards for yourself. That's why you have to set a goal, like on Wednesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to write. It's time for me to do my paper. Wednesdays and Thursdays will be the time that I write. And you have to prepare. You know, one of the things that I think is really interesting about weight loss is the meal prep that has to go into it.
Mm.
That there have been studies that show that people that meal prep at a certain time every week do better with weight loss than people that don't.
Absolutely, that makes sense.
You know, there's also things that tell us that, you know, if you're working on your, let's say one of your goals is to do some self-help and be better by the end of the year, people that read books do better than people that don't, right? Like that, you've got to find the tools that are going to work for you, work for your situation, and give you what you need to push on. And then if you can't find what you need, so let's say you have a goal, and you get, I've got this goal, but I don't know how to get it, you also can't be afraid to ask for help.
That's a great point. Ask for help. What resources do you need? Get that part of the plan. I definitely think we mentioned a little bit before, but communicate with your family, letting them know, especially in your household, what's going to be happening. Honey, I'm going to need to work on my paper, my dissertation, you know, after work. So from whatever, 10 to 11 o'clock at night, after all this stuff is done, I'm not going to be able to hang out and sit up and watch TV like we've been doing. I'm going to need to dedicate that time to writing this paper or whatever the case may be. You know, this time, this day, I'm going to need to do my running. Just in the morning, instead of maybe having a breakfast or something like that, I'll be able to do half the breakfast. You guys have to start without me, and I'll catch up. I need to do my reading. Whatever the case may be, but make sure your family is aware of what's going on so you're not having an argument. How come you're not there? No one knew what you were working on? No. Here's what's going on. We're all on the same page. You know the goals. You know, here's what I'm going to do to achieve my goals. So they know also to have support. You know what? Leave mommy and daddy alone at that time because they need to work on that particular goal, those activities to reach their goals.
Correct. Because you have to have a safe environment also, like an emotionally safe environment to reach some of the goals that you have, right?
Yes.
So if you've got goals and you're keeping them secret, and let me say this, for some of you, there may be reasons that you're doing that.
Yes.
I mean, it's a possibility that there's no one in your house that's going to be supportive of you. That's real for a lot of people. So then if that's true and you feel like, hey, I can't really share my goals because people come against me, then that's even more reason that you have to have this kind of stick with it or stick to itness, and that you've got to have a plan and that you've got to really organize your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors to support your goal.
And I'll say even to the workplace, you know, assuming you have somewhat of a decent relationship with your boss, letting your boss know what your goals are that you're trying to achieve. You know what? I want to move into a different department. I want to get a new job. Make sure you're telling them before you go and apply for the job and they didn't know anything. Because guess what? The first thing someone's going to do, they see you. They're going to ask your boss about you. Okay? What do you think about this employee? I didn't know he was interested in that.
Well, let me give a caveat. You tell your boss you're leaving if you're going to be working within the same organization.
Yeah, I'm talking about within the same.
Right.
Yeah, thank you. I'm
right.
talking about within the same company. Okay, because I've had that before. Someone out applying for a job to work for me. I asked their boss. Their boss didn't know anything about it. So is that something I want? Somebody I want on my team? Probably not, because they don't know how to communicate. So again, that's right. That's what if you're talking
right.
within the same organization.
Right, and then you have to manage your own setting. You guys know what you're up against. Culture is like. So some of the points we make may not fit you. So like if you're like, listen, I cannot let coworkers or my boss know what I'm doing. I got to do it on my own.
Right.
Then manage it that way.
Yeah.
But all things being equal, an environment that's supportive of you, if you have an opportunity to give information, and maybe you can have someone champion you if that's inside. So let's say you and your husband both want to lose weight. Maybe that's something you guys can do together, right? And just things that you have to consider, but you know your environment better than we know your personal environment.
Absolutely. This is general rules, general things.
Absolutely. So we're going to spend the month of January talking about goal setting and following your dreams and directing your life in a way that's going to be good for you. Also here at the on location in Naperville on January the 14th from 3:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time, we're going to be hosting a setting vision board workshop, and we would love to have you guys come out for that.
Yep. Interested in that, give us a call at 630-428-2344.
All right. Talk to you next week, same time, same place.